I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has opened a criminal investigation after gunmen shot dead 11 people at a military training ground near the Ukrainian border, authorities said on Sunday, as fighting raged in eastern and southern Ukraine. Russia's RIA news agency, citing the defense ministry, said two gunmen had opened fire during a firearms training exercise on Saturday, targeting a group who had volunteered to fight in Ukraine. The so-called terrorists themselves were shot dead, it said. The incident is the latest blow to President Vladimir Putin's so-called special military operation in Ukraine, and comes a week after a blast damaged a bridge linking mainland Russia to Crimea, the peninsula it annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Several inmates were killed after a fire broke out at a prison in Iran's capital, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A firefighter puts out singeing embers from an overnight fire at Tehran's Evin prison. Speaking from the site, an Iranian TV reporter picks up a piece of burnt cloth from the floor. Tehran's governor, Mohsen Mansouri, explains this fire was caused by a fight between some prisoners in a sewing workshop. The workshop was set up to create jobs for prisoners. The blaze comes as nationwide anti-government protests triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody entered a fifth week. In online videos, gunshots and explosions could be heard in the area of the prison. Officials have attempted to separate any connection at the prison with the ongoing protests in Iran, while state media has offered conflicting accounts of the violence. Hundreds are being held at Evin, where human rights groups have reported repeated abuses of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has called for faster military development and announced no changes in policies that have strained relations with Washington and tightened the ruling Communist Party's control over society and the economy. China's most influential figure in decades spoke at the start of a party meeting Sunday that was closely watched by companies, governments, and the Chinese public for signs of its future economic and political direction. It comes amid a painful economic slump and tension with Washington and Asian neighbors over trade, technology, and security. The Congress will install leaders for the next 5 years. Xi, a 69-year-old, is expected to break with tradition and award himself a third 5-year term as party leader. U.S. President Joe Biden is using the need to help prevent the spread of COVID to expel Venezuelan migrants, and it's taken straight from former President Donald Trump's playbook, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The rule first invoked by former President Trump in 2020 uses emergency public health authority to allow the U.S. to keep migrants from seeking asylum at the border. It's based on the need to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Candidate Joe Biden denounced Trump for it. Now, with midterm elections nearing and increasing numbers of Venezuelans arriving at the border, Biden has turned to his predecessor's playbook. Venezuelans who walk or swim across America's southern border will be expelled, and any who illegally enter Mexico or Panama are ineligible to come to the U.S. But as many as 24,000 will be accepted at U.S. airports. I'm Julie Walker.
October 16th is World Food Day. Millions of people around the world cannot afford to eat, while others are suffering malnutrition because of climate change and failing crops. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization says 80% of the world's poorest people live in rural areas, and they're hardest hit by natural and man-made disasters. In the east of Africa, prolonged drought means many families are struggling to feed themselves. Recapping our top story, Russia has opened a criminal investigation after gunmen shot dead 11 people at a military training ground near the Ukrainian border, authorities said on Sunday, as fighting raged in eastern and southern Ukraine. Russia's RIA news agency, citing the defense ministry, said two gunmen had opened fire during a firearms training exercise on Saturday, targeting a group who had volunteered to fight in Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.